Whatever kind of pudgy, top-heavy grocery store turkey you might be picturing, the Osceola is not that. It's leaner, and turkey aficionados prize its dramatic coloring.
The individual feather looks quite a bit darker, and then from a distance, the whole wing, it just looks really dark too.
Roger Shields is the official guy keeping an eye out for the turkeys. He's the Wild Turkey Program Coordinator for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Historically, it's a high-stakes job. The Osceola started disappearing from the state in the 1900s.
Some of those remote swamps and areas that had been refuges for turkeys, they started being accessible to people. And so we started noticing or being aware of the fact that we were losing the number of turkeys that used to be around.
Florida ran a wild turkey conservation effort through the 60s and early 70s that involved, among other things, taking birds from areas thick with turkeys and moving them to turkey deserts. Transit is stressful for turkeys, so managers came up with creative ways of reducing travel time to remote areas.
They actually tried releasing a few birds by air, out of airplanes.
Wait, they airdropped a flightless bird?
No, they can fly. Turkeys fly.
Turns out, wild turkeys actually fly up to 55 miles an hour. So if you're shoveling them out the back of what's basically a low-flying crop duster, they'll sort of tumble and then gently glide to the ground. Anyway, the process worked. Shields estimates there are 75, 80,000 Osceolas now. The Osceola turkey lives throughout the Florida Peninsula, all the way down to Everglades National Park. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.